Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley. Welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we wanted to talk about being your authentic self at work. Can you be authentic at work? And I think most people would say no. So that's what we want to...
Heck no.
...to propose this. You know, how authentic can you be? And, you know, what are you... avoiding, covering, you know, not letting anyone know about. I mean, it's really none of anyone's business, your private life. But when even when we say authentic self in meetings, are you speaking your truth? Are you being authentic?
Yeah.
It's a tough question, right?
It is. And we were talking about it earlier, you and I, Kathy, and I was saying in psychology there's a division between your authentic self and what's called your adaptive self. And the adapted self is the one that's basically the performer that's conforming to the environment, that says and does the right thing, you know, that's trying to adapt and be approved of and win points. And so that self is the one that you may believe is acceptable to the outer world.
Right.
So it would be things like you may hate formal wear, but you wear a suit and tie. Or it could be that you use the correct corporate verbiage at a meeting, right, that everyone else is using. Or it could be that you agree with someone who you really don't respect. Or it could be covering up your tattoos or hiding your sexuality. Can take many different forms of presenting an adapted self.
And it could just be as simple as I'm at a meeting and your boss throws out an idea which you know won't work. But you also know by saying that you get in trouble.
Right.
So you don't.
That's
right. Say it.
Yeah.
And I think over time this begins to piss us off.
Take a toll.
It does take a toll.
Yeah.
And I think as you age, you have less patience for not telling the truth or not telling your truth. And I hear this from my clients that as they age, as they move through their 40s and then 50s and then into their 60s, they really only want to be true to who they are, and they get really tired of this.
Right.
So it's just something to think about, you know, because you can't tell anybody 100% of the truth all the time because, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. So there's a certain amount of, you know, being nice.
Right.
I guess is the right way to say it.
Well, and it can be, adapting can also be physical presentation. I know we have worked in a number of corporations where someone may feel that their style is to, you know, show their midriff or wear tons of jewelry or only do t-shirts and sneakers, and they have to make a decision at some point whether they're willing to be a little less authentic in order to move up the ranks.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just wanted you to think about this. You know, how much of your work life do you believe is you're really being authentic to who you are? Or how much of it do you think you are playing a role that maybe you can just do for so long?
Yeah.
I mean, I see people, you know, where I live, I see them on during the week. I see how they look. And then on the weekends, they look very different. Now, I look different also, but I don't think it's that dramatic.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how they do that.
Well, that's an interesting point. Like, do you put on a personality like an outfit at the beginning of the day that you bring to work, and then you're a different person after you leave work? I think that can be true for a number of people.
Well, we have many sides to us. I understand that.
Yeah.
So we have the fun side and we have the serious side. So we have multiple sides. But I'm talking more about, you know, is it like wearing on you? Is it fake? That's not really who you are. This is where culture comes in. I mean, if you're somebody who really doesn't want to dress in a fake manner, well, then you got to work for in a place that allows that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I know there's all these tech companies, they have a very specific look of the hoodie and, and jeans, and that may not be authentic to you.
Right.
And I've actually heard that out of people. I don't want to look that way.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, I'm just proposing this, as we always do in overtime, as something for you to think about. Is this what's maybe bothering you?
Uh-huh. Well, and it can speak to a bigger question, is what is your authentic self? Mm-hmm. You know, do you still have contact with it? You were mentioning as one ages that you may have a clear idea of what it is, but also in your 20s, you may have a very clear idea of what it is and you're told that that's not acceptable. So you shove it away and then you're not sure where that you went, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, I lost them. And I've worked with a number of people who, it's interesting, they may hit their 30s and they, like, all these things are happening. They've gained weight, or they seem to be depressed, or they're constantly anxious, or they're constantly waiting to be fired. This is one of the most interesting things. Ooh. That I find that people who are terrified about being fired often hate their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a reverse projection.
Right.
Instead of me saying, F you, I'm out of here, you're going to reject me.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a way of handling the hostility you feel. So anyway, to determine whether you're covering up your authentic self, you have to sort of see, like, okay, how true to myself do I feel I am right now? Mm-hmm. How healthy do I feel? Mm-hmm. When I go to work, what am I constantly editing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got to take your temperature.
Yeah, you have to know what's eating you inside, and that maybe, you know, your career should take a different road so that you can be more authentic to who you are.
I'm just thinking, Kathy, in your transition into this line of work was very much a thing of getting in touch with your authentic self and helping people. You said instead of helping them with clothes, helping them with their insides.
Yeah, I think, but you know, when I first started in the fashion industry, that was authentic to
me. Right. So
and then it became less interesting because it was a fascination for a couple, you know, till a certain age, and then it became less interesting to me. Also, the industry changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't interest me anymore. Mm-hmm. I found myself just wanting to work with inside people, not put things on them, but figure out who they were. So it's always been a journey for me of being my authentic self. And, you know, I know that women are a marginalized community in the workplace. At least they were for me until now. Now women are not marginalized as much, but they still are.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't always be authentic.
Right.
You know, we had to dress like men at first. We had to wear, suits.
Pads.
And now we don't have to. But there's still things that we can't always be authentic.
Yeah.
So it's just something to think about.
It is. And then I'm thinking there are some industries where if you're very famous, like this singing of Lady Gaga, you know, her whole thing is that she's totally herself on stage, or has this persona that she gets to be fully 100%, but that's been a huge risk for her, and she had to keep pursuing it over and over.
I think being yourself is a risk.
Yeah.
Being truly authentic to yourself, you run the risk of not fitting in or not being fully accepted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how much of that, you know, do you hold back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question. Something to ponder. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Please send us emails or Instagram or Twitter. Talk to us about this.
Yes. Yeah. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, we hope you enjoy being your authentic self.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.